I due to suspected poisoning in Motherwell, and ABSA announces a new CEO.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. 4 children aged between 3 and 11 have died after consuming a toxic substance at a dumping area in Motherwell in the Eastern Cape. The children died at a clinic after presenting symptoms such as vomiting and dizziness. Another 7-year-old boy, who was brought in later in the afternoon with similar symptoms, has survived. Police spokesperson Andre Bietres says the clinic alerted them about the children dying due to suspected poisoning.
Some rumours about chips and cheese were doing the rounds, but police will only be able to get a closer idea of the cause of death once post-mortems and forensic tests have been conducted. Residents and police today frequented the area where lots of rubbish and trash have been dumped in an open area under the NU30 power lines, about 100 metres from the houses where the children live.
Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Basic Education has encouraged those who have failed matric not to see it as the end of the road. Over 600,000 full-time learners and more than 100,000 part-time candidates sat for the examinations. Committee Chairperson Bongiwe Mbinko Gigaba has wished the 2019 matriculants well ahead of the release of their results tomorrow.
We hope that they have done well. And to those that did not make it, we are saying that failing, it is a first attempt in learning. So it should not be the end of the road. But of course, there are many other adventures they can follow. They can repeat their matric, and of course, they will pass.
COSATU General Secretary Bheki Ntshali-Ntshali has called on President Cyril Ramaphosa to urgently deal with the crisis at Eskom. He says it doesn't make sense for the power utility to continue to subject South Africans to load shedding as a result of what he terms its incompetence. Ntshali-Ntshali was speaking at the Avalon Cemetery in Soweto during the 25th commemoration of the death of former SACP National Chairperson Joe Slovo.
We are confident, comrade, that the Presidential Working Committee in NEDLAC, which is chaired by the President that sits every month or once a month, now must sit twice a month, and it must start to bear results, comrade.
Former Reserve Bank Deputy Governor Daniel Minele has been appointed the new Group CEO of the ABSA Group with effect from Wednesday, January the 15th. Minele served at the Reserve Bank for over 20 years and was Deputy Governor for 2 terms. He will take over from former ABSA CEO Maria Ramos, who retired at the end of February 2019. ABSA Group Board Chairperson Wendy Lucas-Bull says one of Minele's first responsibilities will be to oversee the implementation of ABSA's new strategy.
Being a South African and being steeped in the history and understanding of what the challenges are in South Africa,